The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Thank you for the messages about no sound. So now I think it works. So hello everyone, and welcome to our Monday, beginning of the week, and also I'm happy to be back here. I was away teaching a retreat, from this very spot online. And the retreat continues this week, but I'm very happy to be here. When we sit and get quiet, sit or try to be quiet in meditation, sit and be still, one of the things that sooner or later becomes very clear is that we carry with us the momentum of our life, the momentum of our thinking, our concerns, our preoccupations, our desires, our aversions. We carry with us the momentum of the different life experiences which have influenced us, the life experience of things we've done in our lives and still resonates or still kind of lives somehow with us. One teacher once said that when was asked, you know, what do you do when you meditate? And she said, we confront our unresolved issues. So that's certainly much more than we do than that, but sometimes that's one of the things that arises. And although that whole package of things that we come into touch with, the momentum of our life, is sometimes summarized in Buddhism under a simple, maybe simplistic term, that it's karma. And I'll talk more about that later. But whether that's the right label for it all or not, it's nice to kind of gather, in a sense, in your mind, gather at heart, gather it all together, all these influences, all this momentum that we have from a lifetime of habits and concerns and preoccupations and influences we've had, and bow to it deeply, to offer our respect, to have tremendous respect for this part of our lives. And bowing to it and respecting it and acknowledging it's there, maybe that can allow us to step away far enough to ease up on our concerns with it, preoccupations with it, trying to fix it, trying to ameliorate it, whatever. And step away and recognize it's there, be respectful, but to, for the time of the meditation, to cease picking it up, cease getting pulled into it and keeping it going with thinking and concerning and remembering and planning and judging and criticizing and all that. All those things can go on, but as we meditate, we want to give breathing room for ourselves, the kind of space that sometimes is not available when we're locked into these things or caught in them. And often meditation, we talk about letting go of such things so we can focus on the breathing. But it's important to also respect it. And maybe in a deep respect, it's easier to let it be and for these moments not to pick it up. And one of the functions of the meditation, of breath meditation, is to help us disentangle ourselves from all that influence, all that momentum. It still comes through us, but you can imagine that you're standing on dry riverbank, looking at the river going by. The river is massive. You respect the river, but you don't, you know, get into it. I've been in big, powerful rivers with big rapids, and my way of respecting it was not to stand right on the edge of the river, but to be back maybe 3 feet, 4 feet. So to be able to watch it go by without being involved. So this is one of the functions of breath meditation. It takes us to dry ground, helps us to disentangle. And maybe it's easier to give yourself over to breathing after you've respected this karmic stream that is part of who we are, in a sense. So, assuming a posture that maybe promotes disentangling, promotes a stable, confident presence that's not easily swept away, kind of like you're standing strong with your feet firmly rooted in the ground, and so that you don't get pushed over by the wind. So taking a posture that's grounded and firm, and lowering your gaze, relaxing your eyes, and perhaps closing your eyes if that's comfortable. And to begin this process of disentangling, to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. As you exhale, letting whatever momentum that's here relax and settle away. Deep breath in, and as you exhale, become rooted, relaxed, stable, rooted here in this body. And letting your breathing return to normal. And sometimes by continuing to relax the body, it's a way of continuing to ease up on the way that we're concerned about things and involved in thoughts and fantasies. Ease up on our emotions that we might have. So as you exhale, to relax the belly, maybe even letting the belly become a little heavy to feel the pull of gravity. On the exhale, to relax the chest. And then to relax the shoulders. And then to soften the muscles of your face. On the exhale, maybe on the inhale, feel any tension or pressure in your thinking mind. And as you exhale, to soften the thinking mind, relax. Then with respect for this thoughts you have, the thinking you have, the feelings you have, maybe even acknowledging their presence. Center your attention on the body breathing. So that this precious resource that you have, your attention, is no longer involved in your karmic stream. That can just go on by itself. But your precious attention is devoted to the experience of the body breathing. As you exhale, giving yourself over to the full exhale, as you inhale, receive the inhale. Feeling the rhythm of breathing in and out. Hanging in there is a way to make lots of breathing room for all things. Well, you're rooted, devoted to the simple experience of breathing. Stepping away from our thoughts, concerns, respectfully. Disentangling and using the attention to breathing as a way of staying on dry ground so the river of karma can take care of itself without our needing to do anything about it. Just breathing is enough. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, if we appreciate and respect our karmic stream, all the influences and experiences and concerns, hurts and joys and ups and downs that somehow still have their life within us, we can appreciate maybe that's the case for many other people as well. Then all beings, all people, the influence of this difficult life streams through them, and their karmic patterns, concerns, preoccupations stored in their body, mind, and heart. And to have care and respect and certain kind of reverence for other people, for what they carry and their challenges they live with. And at the end of the sitting, to extend our care, our compassion, our kindness, our deep respect for what people deal with in this human life, and to offer our ability to be companions on this journey so people are less alone, less forgotten, and to turn our attention outward. Considering how we can support others in finding a way in this life. May it be that through the goodness of this practice that we do, that our attention can go outwards for the welfare and happiness of others. May we contribute, support the possibility of all beings being happy, all beings being safe, all beings being peaceful, and all beings being free. May all beings everywhere be happy.